if I could go back and tell myself something, I'd say, like, enjoy your pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like, really enjoy it, because I had a hard time enjoying it because I was so stressed the entire time. Like, I was still working at Jumpstart, the game studio, and I hadn't broken yet. And in my mind, like, the most important thing was trying to break into the studio. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds really awful to say, because obviously that wasn't the most important thing. The most important thing was my son, you know? But in my head, it was like, I felt like that was always what I wanted to do, was to like work in the animation industry. And that was the most important thing to me. And, you know, I kind of let it, like, not ruin the pregnancy, but I kind of let it really dictate, like, the pregnancy and how I was feeling a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling happy, I would feel sad, or I would feel stressed, or I'd feel angry sometimes because I wasn't, like, I hadn't broken in yet. So hindsight, it's like, well, he's here and he's amazing and he's like the best thing that has ever happened to me, like, hands down. Like, I mean, sure, like, working in the industry is like super cool and I love it because I'm finally doing something that I love to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have a son, and obviously, like, there's nothing else like better in this world, to me at least.
You're listening to the Ink and Paint Girls podcast, Parenting and Animation Edition, with your host, Katya Bowser. Today's guest is visual development artist Zochi Dienes. With the long-term goal of breaking into the animation industry, Zochi found herself 8 months pregnant when she got the phone call that she got a prop designer job on Nickelodeon's The Casas Grandes. She shares with us the emotional roller coaster of getting pregnant when you haven't made it to your goals, how she handled the eternal question to take a maternity leave or not, and how she asked for what she needed from her partner, friends, and even production team. When people say you can't have both, Zochi recommends to not listen. You can have both. It's hard work, but you gotta stay positive. Footnote, this interview was recorded in late 2019. So grab a cup of tea, sketch while you listen if you like, and enjoy.
Okay, so my name is Zochi Dienes, and I would say I'm a biz dev artist. Like, I love doing character design. I love doing backgrounds and color. I'm currently working professionally as, like, a prop designer at the Nickelodeon production, The Casa Grandes. It's cool. Yeah.
What was your journey to get there? You can start from the beginning if
okay.
you want to.
Oh, my God. It was a bit of a long journey. I went to Cal State Long Beach, which is, like, not really known for their, like, I mean, they have, like, a good art department in the animation program. When I started, was, like, fairly new, so it wasn't that great. And did 4.5 years of school. And then right out of school, I got an internship at Titmouse's production internship. And after that, there was a chance that I was going to, like, stay at Titmouse for, like, an actual full-time job, but it didn't happen. Mm. So after that, I kind of did, like, a lot of weird jobs. Like, I was doing, like, teaching art to kids and, like, some freelance here and there. And I didn't really get, like, a good break-in until, like, I started working at a small, like, 2D mobile games, like, studio. They're called Jumpstart. And I did maybe, like, 9 months there. And then I was testing for, like, all sorts of different shows and kind of kept getting, like, rejected, or what they would say they were interested, and then I wouldn't hear back from them, mm-hmm. you know, the whole deal with that. And finally, I did a test for Nickelodeon for the Casa Grandes, and I tested for props, and they liked me, and they wanted to bring me on board, so it was about, like, maybe 2 years before, you know, I got, like, my break into, like, the studio, the industry world, I guess.
Right? Yeah, okay.
But yeah, that was my journey. And yeah, along the way there was, like, ups and downs. But yeah. Yeah.
It's just out of curiosity, how did you deal with, like, the ups and downs and kind of all the rejection
things? It was, like, a lot. I think I just kind of had to remind myself that, like, it's also a matter of timing, you know? Mm-hmm. And now, like, of course, everything is, like, in, like, 2020 vision, like, once you're, like, you know, actually, like, in the industry. But a lot of it was just, like, yeah, I had to keep reminding myself that timing-wise, like, everything would work out. It was just more, like, you know, maybe this isn't the right opportunity, or I'm, like, a firm believer in, like, you know, everything kind of happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't get those jobs for a reason. And then finally I'm here, and I just kind of had to keep reminding myself that, as hard as it was at times, like, I had to think that way. And the biggest, I guess, roller coaster in this whole journey was that I got pregnant, like, before I broke into the industry. And so I was obviously very excited to have my kid, but I was also just scared that it would slow me down, or that I was no longer gonna, you know, break into the industry because of that. But yeah. Obviously that wasn't the case. I actually had, that was like the biggest, I guess, emotional roller coaster, was trying to like balance that. Like, how was I gonna break in knowing that I'm going to have this kid and I have to, you know, be able to provide for him, because, like, obviously kid comes first, you know?
So, yeah. So I guess to get more into that moment, mm-hmm. like, you just found out you're pregnant.
And yeah.
So, like, can you describe a little more of what that was like?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was, it wasn't, like, a huge surprise, because we had been trying, like, for a while. Like, I'm married, and we had been trying, and then finally it happened. But I was also just really scared that, you know, that it was going to be harder for me to break into the industry once I had this kid. But I kind of stayed positive the whole time, and I kept testing for shows even while I was, like, pregnant and stuff, you know. I was, like, determined to do it. Because in my head it was always, like, why can't, like, you know, people say, like, you can't have both or whatever. And yeah. I always thought, like, no, yes, you can. You just kind of have to figure out a way to do it. You need to find something that works best for your family and everything. So I still tested for a lot of shows while I was pregnant. Just try to keep, like, positive and,
You talk a lot about how, like, you yourself are trying to keep yourself positive throughout mm-hmm. your struggles and through, like, the pregnancy mm-hmm. news. Did you have outside support as well throughout all this?
It was mainly, like... Yeah, like, I had a lot of, like, friends that I would talk to about this, and they were all, like, they were all positive, because I think, you know, they had a lot of faith in me and, I guess, like, my abilities and stuff, so I think they knew it would work out, so I just kind of reached out to friends, and some family, and then mainly my husband was, like, the biggest support, because, honestly, he's been the, like, biggest believer in me. Like, there's nobody else that believes as much in me, like, as he does. So he was just, like, obviously, like, a lot of help, and yeah, that was, like, my main support was, like, my friends and family. Yeah,
well, that's really good.
Yeah
Do you feel like that was vital to you, or
it was, I think, very vital at the moment, because I wasn't per se depressed. I was just more, like, kind of just scared, I guess, like, and sometimes talking to them was, like, really reassuring, and honestly, if I didn't have that outlet, I don't know where I'd be. Like, I don't know if I would be in the industry, because so much of it was, like, you know, having that reassurance from, like, friends and family. Sometimes it does help to have other people, like, believe in you. You know, you can you can believe in yourself, but it does help to have other people, like, there to support you as well. So
sure. Mm-hmm. So while you were pregnant, you said you were testing a lot. Did you do any work as well, like freelance work?
Mainly, no. It wasn't at that point. I was kind of just really focused on getting into the industry. So I thought freelancing was going to kind of, like, skew away, like, you know. I was trying to work on my portfolio, basically, while I was, like, pregnant. Because I was working while I was pregnant, just not in animation. I was working for games.
Okay.
And I really wanted to make that transition, because the studio that I worked for was just kind of, like, I felt like there was no progress for me there. It was a smaller studio, and they had me doing, like, a lot of, like, random stuff that I was like, how is this going to help me as an artist? You know, like basically sending emails or like doing draw overs of like really bad drawings that we would get back from like India. So I tried not to freelance during that time. And I was just testing. It was mainly, I tested for a show that Warner Brothers was doing, and I didn't get it. And then I was also testing for the Nickelodeon show, the Casa Grandes, which obviously I did get. I stayed pretty busy, even while pregnant, So testing and then at the same time working and,
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So while you were working, did you feel like your coworkers like were pretty cool with you being pregnant or like, or at least being a potential mother in the workspace?
I felt like I was really scared to tell them only because, like, I don't know, I just felt weird telling them, like, oh, like, I'm pregnant, you know. I actually didn't share the news with them until, like, 5 months in, you know. They were all, like, really excited. I didn't feel like anyone treated me any differently or anything. I was, you know, it was a positive reaction from them, you know, and they were all like really excited for me. So yeah.
Awesome. And then I guess, were there any difficulties that you faced while working as pregnant, like, you know, tiredness, sickness, whatever?
Yeah, definitely. Like there was a lot of, like morning sickness, honestly, it almost lasted, like, half the pregnancy. I know, like, for most women, it's only, like, the first trimester where they feel all those, like, you know, morning sickness symptoms. But for me, it lasted a lot longer reason. It was really hard for me to eat. I was eating, like, carbs and, like, fruit and just, like, random stuff. I felt like I was just eating, like, nothing of nutritional value.
Yeah.
So that was hard. There was a lot of, like... I think I also had like a lot of physical like symptoms where my heart would just kind of palpitate like randomly, like I just like had trouble breathing, I guess. And then there was also just like the difficulties of like feeling like emotional difficulties, like, you know, feeling like I wasn't going to break in, you know, like that it was kind of like my chase for like the animation industry was done, like I had to focus on something else now. And there was a lot of difficulties also, like, because I was, like, very present on social media. And, you know, I would see, like, people, like, saying, like, oh, I broke into the industry, you know, like, I finally did it. And this was all, like, I would see all these things while I was pregnant, you know, and trying to break into the industry. And so it would be a downer sometimes. But it was also kind of, like, fuel at the same time, you know, like... Well, if they did it, why can't I, you know? Like, just because I'm pregnant or just because I'm going to have this kid, I was like, that's not enough of a reason for me to just not be able to break in, you know?
You seem to have a lot of drive. Is that something that, like, is just in you? Or you think, like, you know, your parents kind of helped you out teaching you how to have a lot of drive?
I don't know. I feel like I've just always had it in me. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. But, like, even when I was in school, like, obviously my parents did push me to, like, be the best I could be like in school, but you know, I don't know, I always felt like I had that in me to like just, I think it was more of like I wanted to prove myself, and I think it's always been that, you know, like that I need to prove myself that I can do it. I think that's where the drive comes from. It's just more of an internal thing, like I need to prove myself that I can do it. So
I get that.
So
how far into pregnancy did you work?
I would say maybe at, like, I think I stopped at 8 months.
8 months?
So, so I think I stopped I stopped at 8.5 months. So I took, like, basically I stopped working 2 weeks before my due date.
Okay.
Because at that point it was kind of like, well, you can come any day, you know? Like,
yeah.
So I worked pretty much through all the pregnancy. And for, like, the first 5 months, you know, it was awful because nobody knew that I was pregnant. Nobody at work knew that I was pregnant. And I would feel, like, puking, like, every day. I felt like puking every day. Thankfully, I never did puke at work. But it was just the first 5 months were really, really hard.
Yeah.
And once everyone knew, it got a lot easier. Like, the symptoms started to subside. And then, you know, letting everyone know kind of, like, it felt liberating almost, you know, like, I didn't have that huge weight on my shoulders that, like, oh, nobody knows, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When it got closer to your due date, were you, like, did you take a break from pursuing work at all, or were you just, like, still.
So actually, it was just like, it all was like perfect timing. Okay. So when I was working at, still at Jumpstart, I was testing, and then I was ready to put in, or not to put in my 2 weeks, but I was ready to let them know that I was going to take, you know, some time off for the baby. It was like a week before, like, I was going to take that time off, and I got the call from Nickelodeon. So I got the call from Nickelodeon saying, like, hey, we want to offer you the job. And this was, keep in mind, this was, like, me being 8 months pregnant. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was, like, it was awesome. It was exciting because finally, like, I did it, you know. But this was also, like, a month before I was due. And they wanted me to start, like, a week after my due date.
Oh, wow.
So it was just kind of, like, I accepted it. Accepted the offer, and then I told work, like, hey, you know, I actually got an offer from Nickelodeon, so this is my last week of work, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that point, it was like, I need to like be at home because I could pop any day, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a weird transitional period. Everything kind of like weirdly aligned. I had to call Nickelodeon and let them know, obviously, that, you know, they wanted me to start basically like a week after my due date, you know, and I had to tell them like, hey, I'm pregnant. They didn't know either.
They didn't know?
No, they
so
didn't
So you didn't
know.
Go in for like an interview or?
No, I did go in for an interview and I was 6 months pregnant, but okay. I wore like a dress that hid it, you know, because I was just scared that they were going to like use that against me or whatever, you know. Obviously they can't do that because it's illegal, but yeah, like,
still there.
Yeah. So yeah. When, you know, I told them basically like, hey, you know, I'm pregnant. I'm due a week before the start date. Is there anything we can do? You know, I really want this job. And thankfully they were very, very understanding. Like, you know, they said, yeah, they gave me basically like my start date, I believe, was February 18th. And I didn't start till like March 18th. So oh, they, okay. They just did, they hired a freelancer during that 1 month time, and then, you know, on March 18th, I started, so they were just really understanding, which is great, like.
Yeah, how did that feel to have them just, like, move your start date and still want to
hire
you?
I don't know, it was just, like, I felt, like, guilty, but I was just also, like, in awe, because it was, like, this is, like, amazing, like, I feel like this is a great company to work with if, like, they are letting me have this, you know, like, I haven't even started working for them yet. They're, like, you know, putting my needs first and all these things. So it was just, I was very grateful. Like, mm-hmm. it was a really good, like, sign that I was working for a, like, a company that was, you know, good, that was going to treat us good, you know, treat us well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool.
You have the baby. Do you want to talk about what that was like?
The whole delivery and
stuff? I mean, just, you don't have to go into, like, super details, but just, like, you know, whatever you felt. Or,
So the baby came, and it was crazy. I think I went into labor, like 4 days before my due date. It was, like, a long labor because this was my first kid. I don't know. I guess my body was just, like, having a hard time, like, delivering. It was, like, a 30-hour delivery.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So it was a long delivery. And, but the first, like, 2 weeks were really, like, hard, I would say, because it's just, everything is so new. Like, mm-hmm. I had no idea how, like, babies' schedules are reversed. Like, they're awake at night but sleep, like, you know, during the day. So you're just really fatigued, really tired, like, the first 2 weeks. But it does get easier. There was just a lot of learning, a lot of trial and error, like, the first, like, month, I would say, yeah.
Did your drive help you get through all of that, too? Or
I think so.
Different?
No, I think so. And then also I had something to look forward to, like, so I had the kid, I had my son, and then, like, I think a month and a half later, I had to start working. So, at Nickelodeon, because, mm-hmm. you know, they were able to push my start date. So I had something to look forward to. I was, like, really excited to actually start working in the industry. And that was also, like, keeping everything, like, it was something to look forward to, I guess. Like,
yeah.
You know, it made things easier. And I knew that in the end, it was all worth it, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like that month and a half was, like, enough time for you to be at home, or?
I would have loved more time, yeah. To be quite honest. Like, I just would have loved more time to, like, bond, I guess, with my child. And because, you know, it was so, like, you know, it was not enough time, I think. Mm-hmm. It was, but I was grateful that, like, Nickelodeon was able to give me, like, you know, some time.
For sure.
To bond with my child. I felt like the time that I did spend with my son, I was able to learn a lot, you know. Yeah, I would have ideally loved more time, but, you know, these things just kind of worked out the way they did. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
And since you ended your job and, like, started a new job, mm-hmm. was there any, like, there wasn't, like, any maternity leave you could take for the...
Or... No, so I guess that there was some, or there still is, actually, currently some, because my son was born January 31st, so okay. I believe, I have to talk to HR about this because I'm not entirely sure, but... I believe my producer said that there is some maternity leave that I can take up, like, basically up until a year. So between now and January 31st, I guess I do have some maternity leave. But from what I've heard, it's a little bit of a headache, you know, like trying to figure that out with HR and then trying to figure out with the production. So as of now, as much as I would love to take that time, I don't know if it would be, like, the wise thing to do, only because I don't want to deal with that headache. And I do have, like, some vacation time and, like, some time during the holidays to, like, mm-hmm. spend with my son. So,
yeah. So, you're back at work.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like now? Because you're not at home to take care of the baby. So, what's all, like, the care situation like?
So, the situation right now is my husband was able to stop going to work. My husband's actually in the military. He was able to stop going to work and just fully take care of our son. Like, he's pretty much the caretaker. He's the one looking after our son most of the time. Awesome. And, yeah, it's really cool. It worked out really nicely. And my husband is going back to school, and he does get, like, some money from that, too. So it's almost like we still have, like, dual income, you know?
Yeah.
But, so I'm glad that my son is taken care of now by my husband, because I'd rather it be that way than, you know, like, some random babysitter that I don't know, you know,
yeah.
that we have to hire because we need the baby to be taken care of. It is, like, a little bit, not scary or daunting. It's just more like I wish I could be at home more, you know, to, like, because sometimes I'll be like, hey, did you feed the baby? Like, what's going on? Give me updates. Are you, like, you know, are you feeding him right? Are you doing all these things? It's kind of like, I guess I could be a bit controlling sometimes, but it's just more like you have to learn how to, you have to learn to trust your partner.
Mm-hmm.
In my situation, I guess I had to learn to trust him and know that he's doing everything right, you know. But yeah, it is, it's like sometimes, like, I wish I was there to do certain things, you know. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm like, I know I would do it better, or I know I could do it right or whatever, but it's not, like, the best mentality to be in, because then you, like, kind of develop, like, not resent, but, like, almost, like, you know, you get upset at your partner for, like, doing certain things different than you would, but you just have to learn to trust them, I guess.
Yeah. How did you feed your baby?
So, like, the first 3 months, it was, like, breastfeeding,
mm-hmm.
But it was also a lot of supplement. So we had to supplement him with formula,
mm-hmm.
Mainly because I was not producing enough and I was just not home enough either. Like, you know, like I said, I had to start at Nickelodeon like a month and a half after having my son. So I was able to pump, you know, like in the mornings, and then when I got back home from work, I was able to breastfeed. But it did rely a lot on formula.
Yeah.
Because of the situation with work and because I had to go back to work basically like really quickly and my supply was just not enough. It was a lot of that. It was just the first 3 months was breastfeeding and formula.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was kind of like he eats too much and I cannot keep up with it. And I'd rather him eat than, you know, I don't want him to starve. Like, I can't just make him have breast milk if, you know, I'm not supplying enough or if I'm not home enough. So after that, it was pretty much all, like, formula.
Yeah.
Formula fed.
Yeah. What was it like pumping at work?
I only did it a few times because it was, like, honestly, it felt strange. Like, I didn't like it, especially also because it takes some time to pump. It's mm-hmm. not like it's just, like, it's going to happen instantly, you know? Like, whenever I would go and, like, pump, it would be, like, maybe 30 minutes lost, you know? Because yeah. they say, like, you know, like, 10 to 15 minutes each breast, I believe, is what it was. But, yeah, so I didn't really like it, and so I tried my best to just pump at home before going to work. Obviously, that didn't always work because I had to go in earlier or whatever the case was. But, yeah, I can totally see why it's, like, hard for, like, you know, women to, like, pump at work. It's hard. You know, you have to, like, your production might, like, be, or your production will be totally cool with it, but that's also, like, a lot of time that you have to, like, you know, put into your schedule, like, yeah. you know. So, it was a little difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're probably, like, happy to give that up when...
Yeah, I am sad that I wasn't able to breastfeed a little longer, you know. I would have loved that. I would have loved to have that bond, a longer bond with him. That's one of the few things that I feel like I could have done differently. You know, we're always going to have those thoughts like, oh, you know, I could have been a better mom or I could have done this differently. And that's one of those things where I'm like, I really wish we could have had a longer bond, you know, mm-hmm. with that. And so I feel like I do want, like, one more kid. Yeah. And I feel like with that one, I would be better prepared and I would love to have more time to, like, bond with him with, you know, breastfeeding and all that. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So with working, what was it like as far as making sure, like, were you trying to, like, make sure you got home at a certain time? Like, do you ever have to work overtime for anything, or like, how did you deal with time management basically at work?
I kind of like, I've had to like really adjust my schedule. Like, it's kind of like trial and error almost. Like, the first few months that I was going to Nickelodeon, mm-hmm. I would show up really early and then so that I could come home like early basically. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't working out because there was a lot of traffic and like, the first few months that I started at Nickelodeon, my son would still go to sleep kind of early. So I'd get home and he'd be asleep anyway. So mm-hmm. I was just like, well, I'm not getting much time to bond, you know, like, with my son. So as, like, the months went on, I talked to our production and, you know, told them basically my situation, that I was not really having enough time to bond with my son because I did leave so early when he was still asleep. And then I would get home and he was asleep. So yeah. it was like I didn't really get to see him. And so they were really understanding and they told me, like, basically I could start going in later as long as I left later as well. So,
okay.
And it worked out because by that time my son was, you know, a little older. He was like around 4 or 5 months. So he was awake a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So in the mornings I would bond with him, you know, breastfeed a little bit. And then when I got back home, he'd be awake for like an hour and then he'd go to bed. So, yeah, I had to adjust, you know, and it was like trial and error, kind of. Yeah.
Were you, like, scared to talk to your production about that, or you're just like, whatever, I gotta
get
it done?
No, I wasn't scared. I always felt like they were very, like, understanding of everything, yeah. especially because I was honest with them from the beginning, mm-hmm. you know, before I even started working, I told them, you know, I was having a son, so I wasn't scared, and thankfully, like, our production team was, like, you know, even told me beforehand that if I needed to adjust my schedule for whatever reason, that they would understand. And especially because they also knew that they know that I live so far. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want me, like, stuck in traffic, you know, because nobody wants to be stuck in traffic for like 2 hours. So I wasn't scared. And it was like a sigh of relief when, you know, they were able to adjust my schedule and, you know, I was able to go in to work a little later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've talked a lot about, like, younger baby days.
Mm-hmm.
Are things still about the same now, like, your schedule-wise and everything?
Schedule-wise, yeah. Schedule-wise, like, I typically leave, like, my house, like, around 9:30, and I get to work around 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I leave work around 7:30, and then get home around maybe 8:30, and my son is still up. Like, he actually goes to bed, like, a little later now, like, around 9:30.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, it's gotten way easier with him. Like, he's just... I don't know, for there are some other challenges now. Like, he is moving a lot. You know, he's at that stage where he does not want to sit still. You know, if we put him in his playpen, he wants to get out. He cries because he doesn't like it. We call it, like, baby jail, basically. So there are some, like, new challenges, but I feel like overall it's gotten so much easier because we know him so much better now, you know? Like, he's been with us almost a year, so we know all his little quirks, we know all his cries, you know, everything. And there's, like, just so much personality now, like, from him, you know? The first few months it's just a baby crying when they need food or, you know, baby sleeping, and now there's just, like, so many little things that you pick up on, like, their personality, right? And, like, you know? But, yeah.
Cool.
So it's been fun.
How do you feel about, like, your work relationships, like, with your coworkers and friendships? Like, do you have other people who are also parents on your crew, or, like, just kind of what's that
like? So our crew is, for the most part, pretty young. Like, we're all maybe in our mid-20s, and there's a few exceptions. Actually, there's two prop designers on the show. There's me and then another prop designer, Ron Bradley. And he's, I think, like, maybe in his 40s, and he has kids. And there are some people on our crew that are married also. But as far as our crew, like, the people who have kids, it's just probably me, Ron, and then our art director. So it's kind of hard. Like, at first it was really hard because I felt like, oh, my God, they think I'm weird or something. You know, I just felt like I didn't, like, I felt like they may, and this was all self-inflicted, I'm sure, like, this was all in my head, but I just thought, like, oh, they, like, I won't be able to, like, be friends with them because I'm so different, like, I'm a mom, you know, and these, all these people are young and single and all these things. So at first it was, like, a little bit of a hurdle, like, trying to get to know everyone, especially because it was, like, when my son was really young also, so I didn't really have time to, like, stay after work and go eat out with everyone. Like, I kind of had to go back home and help my husband out. But it's gotten a lot easier, mainly because my son is, like, now easier to deal with. You know, we have, like, a routine now. So I'm able to take, you know, longer lunches and, like, bond with, you know, our crew. But at first it was, like, really difficult only because I felt like I had no time. Like, I had to go back home, you know, and, like, help out. And also because I felt like we were so different. But, you know, the more I get to know everyone, I'm like, no, we're not different at all. Yeah. I just have kids, you know, but, or I just have a kid, but we have obviously so many things in common. You know, we're all artists, you know, we all like goofy things. We all like kids shows and kids movies. So,
What's that like, with your husband, as far as, like, finding time for each other to make sure you guys are having, like, friends
and it's hard, like, trying to, like, budget in some time, you know, for ourselves even, like, we've had maybe, like, a few date nights. We've had, like, maybe two or three date nights since my son was born, so it is a little hard, but we managed, like, just this last weekend we were able to have, like, a little get together at our place with, like, friends, you know. So I feel like a lot of the times it's now, like, friends coming to us, you know, like, we don't really, like, if our friends are like, oh, let's go out for breakfast, we're like, no, just come to us, like, you know. It's much easier because then we don't have to, like, find someone to take care of the baby, or you know, or if the baby needs to nap, his crib's there, you know, like, for the most, like, all of our friends have been really understanding about that. It is a little bit hard because I feel like we don't have friends who have, like, kids. Like, most of our friends are just, like, either, like, they're in relationships or they're married, but they don't have kids. So it's a little hard, but I feel like we manage, you know, we try to have them come to us. And that's, like, the easiest way to, like, have some time to, like, hang out with friends and family. So,
yeah. Awesome. Now that you've been working, like, in animation, you kind of have, like, the animation guild benefits. How has that helped your family at all?
I mean, I know it will help. I just still haven't, like, transferred over. No, okay. I haven't, but right now, as of now, our family is under my husband's insurance because he's in the military. So he has pretty good insurance. I think, like, you know, I've heard horror stories where, like, people have to pay, like, 600 and something bucks for, like, you know, their family of three every month, plus, like, all these, like, other payments and, like, co-payments and other things. But thankfully, I think his insurance is only about $250 a month. So it's a lot better than that. And I know our insurance is like $50 a month. Yeah. If you have like three or more dependents, it doesn't change. It's $50 a month.
Yeah.
I just haven't had like the time to switch over to it, mainly because we need to have like my son's birth certificate and
that stupid thing. You have to like actually pay for it.
Yeah, you have to pay for it. And then like you can't, like they're not open on the weekends. So there goes that. Like that's when I'm free, you know. I have to go to work Monday through Friday. So it's either my husband has to do it or I have to like take some time off work to go and do it, you know. Yeah. It's just, but yeah, I've read over all the benefits and I feel like it would be so cool to switch over. I'm just trying to figure that out right now. But yeah, definitely switch over to my insurance. It's just a matter now of, like, getting that done, finding some time to do it.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of, like, a reflective question. So, like, you know, at the beginning, you were scared, like, you weren't sure how things were going to work out, and now you hear your baby is, like, almost a year old.
Yeah.
Like, what's the hindsight on that?
Honestly, like, if I could go back and tell myself something, I'd say, like, enjoy your pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like, really enjoy it, because I had a hard time enjoying it because I was so stressed the entire time. Like, I was still working at Jumpstart, the game studio, and I hadn't broken yet. And in my mind, like, the most important thing was trying to break into the studio. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds really awful to say because obviously that wasn't the most important thing. The most important thing was my son, you know? But in my head, it was like, I felt like that was always what I wanted to do, was to like work in the animation industry, and that was the most important thing to me. And, you know, I kind of let it, like, not ruin the pregnancy, but I kind of let it really dictate, like, the pregnancy and how I was feeling a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling happy, I would feel sad, or I would feel stressed, or I'd feel angry sometimes because I wasn't, like, I hadn't broken in yet. So hindsight, it's like, well, he's here and he's amazing and he's like the best thing that has ever happened to me, like, hands down. Like, I mean, sure, like, working in the industry is like super cool and I love it because I'm finally doing something that I love to do. But, you know, you have a son and obviously, like, there's nothing else like better in this world, to me at least, than like having, you know, your son. So if I could just go back, I'd say, like, just enjoy the pregnancy and, like, because, you know, to me, I've finally realized what's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not, at the end of the day, I feel like, yes, we love working in the animation industry and I love what I do, but it is a job, you know?
Right.
And there's, like, this, like, really funny thing that, like, someone told me once and it has, like, stuck with me forever. It's, like, you can love your job, but your job won't love you back, you know? So, like, yeah, like, we love our jobs, we love what we do, but, you know, with especially working in the animation industry, things are really unpredictable sometimes. Like, you know, there's crews that, you know, like, get canceled, like, from one day to another, and you don't know what to do, you know? And if that's, like, your whole life or your whole world, then it's gonna shatter, you know, when that stuff happens to you. So, looking back now, like, I'm really glad that we were able to have our son, I don't regret any of it. Like, I obviously don't regret any of it. I think he's the best thing that has ever happened to me, so I'm just really happy that, like, everything worked out, you know, and like I said, I feel like timing is everything, and everything happens for a reason, and the timing of everything was just, like, perfect, you know, and I'm just really happy with, like, how things are going now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So you do a lot of artwork at work. Mm-hmm. And then you have a lot of baby time at home. Mm-hmm. So do you pursue personal artwork? Any personal projects?
I try my best to have time to work on, like, my personal projects. And honestly, it's been really hard finding the time to do it. Especially now because, like, I do love my son so much. And I love spending time with him that I'd rather spend time with him than, like, draw. Right now, at the very moment, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that could change later once he's a little bit older. Maybe once he's back in school or once he starts school, like, I can, like, you know, start looking into, like, my own personal projects and all of that. But I try my best to work it in. I haven't been very, like, active on my Instagram because of that because it is, like, hard finding the time and hard finding, like, the energy to do it also.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, like, at Nickelodeon, we get, like, I don't know if you got these, but they were called Skip Weeks. Did you ever get those or no?
Not as a revisionist. No, we were pretty much working all around.
Oh, shoot. Okay,
I think, like, the board artists would sometimes. It depends. It just, if it got worked into the production.
Yeah. So yeah. we get, like, skip weeks, which is basically, like, we do 6 weeks of work at Nickelodeon, so about 3 episodes. And then we get, like, a week to kind of just, like, relax a little bit. And during that week, we'll get, like, revisions, or there might be, like, small little assignments, but it's never, like, a full week of work. Mm-hmm. Like, and so during that time is when I do find time to, like, work on my own things, or for some reason, things have been lining up to where I get freelance, like, on my skip week. So sometimes I'm like, dang it, like, I really would have loved to do, like, my personal work, but I have this freelance that I have to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of when I work in the time to do, like, my own personal stuff is, like, if there's, like, free time at work, or if I have those skip weeks, that's when I work on, like, my personal work.
Yeah.
But really, I haven't really picked up, like, a pen and pencil when I'm at home, you know, with my son, because I just would much rather spend time with my family, you know?
Yeah. Or sleep.
Exactly. I don't know if it's like that for you, too.
But oh, it totally is.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, these moments are, like, really precious because he's so little. Like, he'll never be little again, you know. He'll never be as little as he is now. So I'd much rather just, like, soak it in, you know, and, like, really enjoy it. Like, I don't really want to be drawing if I'm at home because I would love to, like, just enjoy my family because I don't get to see them that much. You know, I'm working a lot now.
Yeah.
So the personal projects have taken a little bit, like, less, you know, they're a little bit more on the back burner now, but I do love to do it. It's just, it's, the time I get for it is, like, way less than ever. So, yeah.
And that'll change.
It will change. I think, like, once he gets a little older, things will get easier, and I really do want to, like, work on, like, my own personal projects, and I get the itch to, like, draw randomly, you know, for my own... just for my own, like, liking or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But for now, it's, like, all focus is kind of on my job and my family.
Mm-hmm.
But that will change. Yeah.
Do you feel like being a parent has changed your art in any way?
Kind of. I feel like I've been wanting to draw, like, way more sentimental things, like, now. Yeah. He kind of made me a softie. Like, my son made me a softie. And, I want to draw more, like, kids now, too, like, you know, I've drawn, like, my son a couple of times. I've never posted it, like, on Instagram because I'm like, oh, it's just for me. Like, you know, there's certain things now that I draw that I'm like, it's just for me. Like, I don't really want to share this with anyone.
Yeah.
So I do feel like it's changed my artwork, or at least, like, my theme, the theme of my art, like, it's a little bit more, like, sentimental now. Because I used to just, I still really do like drawing, like, the main thing that I loved to draw was, like, girls and, like, fashion and all of that. And I still love to draw all of that. But, you know, every, like, so often I'll, like, draw, like, two kids hugging or, like, a little baby, like, playing with toys or whatever. But I don't really share that because I feel like that's just more for me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, working parent resources or just kind of any parent resources you like to look at, like, website, book, or anything?
Yeah, I, Well, there's, like, these, like, apps that I use. I don't, there's one called Baby Center. I don't know if you've heard of it before.
Yeah.
But that's the main one that I use. And I really like it because I get, like, notifications sometimes of, like, these blogs that are trending. And the cool thing about that app is that, like, you sign up with your kid's birth club. So, basically, my son was born in January. So, I'm a part of, like, the club of January 2019 babies. So, like... moms will be posting stuff where it's like, oh, my son is 10 months old. Is it normal for him to be doing this? And sometimes it relates to me too. Like, oh, my son is 10 months old and he does that too. So let me look into it, you know, like, so I use that mainly and I feel like it's really helpful because it kind of makes you realize you're not alone. Like there's like so many people that have kids that are your same age that were maybe even born the same day that your kid was born. Mm-hmm. And so like, I like to keep up with that app mainly because there is, like, so many other moms out there that, you know, are also working moms. And, yeah, so it's a really helpful tool for me and for my son and for our family, too. Like, you know, sometimes I just kind of look things up there on my free time. I'm like, I wonder what, like, you know, other 10-month-old babies are going through right now. So I'll just, like, start scrolling through all the, like, blogs and seeing, like, what people are posting about. But, yeah.
Yeah. Is that, would you say that's, like, your main source of, like, mom support?
I think that's my main source of mom support, mainly because I don't know any, like, person, like, my friends and family, they're either, like, single or married but don't have kids, so I feel like that's my main mom support because the people I know don't have kids. Like, my friends don't have kids, and, like, my family, they don't really have any kids. I do have one cousin who actually had a baby about, like, 4 months before I did. So she's mainly, like, the other person I go to for support. Mm-hmm. But besides that, it's all, like, online because I don't really know any moms that are, like, going through, like, the same thing that I'm going through or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to find that.
Yeah, yeah, especially because, like, I am pretty young, and I feel like most people my age don't have kids, you know? Especially now, things are changing so much. Like, most people my age are still single. They're not married. Some of them are still living with their parents, and my situation is completely different. Like, I got married when I was 22, had a kid when I was 24, you know? And I live on my own now, like, with just, like, my husband and my kids, so my friends are either, like, living on their own, but they're single, and they're not married, or they're living with their mom, or, you know, it's just, my situation is just so different from, like, most people my age, yeah. So it's hard to find people that are my age that are going through, like, something similar to me, like, mm-hmm. you know, so for the most part, it's, like, I do have to resort to, like, the app
yeah.
to see, like, what other advice I can get from, like, you know, moms. Or, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good that you can at least find
yeah.
a resource for
that. And, like I said, my cousin, who is, like, my age also, mm-hmm. Who had her kid, I think, around 4 months before I did, so.
Do you have any advice for current young parents or people who, you know, like yourself, are mm-hmm. wanting to get into the animation industry but also want to have a family someday?
Yeah, honestly, the advice, it's so hard to give advice, right? Because it's like, well, like, hindsight's 20/20 and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. I just would like to say that it is very possible to do both. And it, like, a lot of people always ask me, like, oh, was it hard? Like, and I'm like, well, honestly, no, it wasn't that hard, you know, because I kind of, and the other thing too is, like, you have to have, like, a really good support system. And thankfully I did. Like, my main support system was, like, my husband, and he was just always very supportive of, like, whatever I wanted to do. And so much so that, like, you know, he was like, you know, you go work. He's like, I'll stop going to work. I'll take care of the baby and I'll focus on school and the baby, you know. So I think the main advice would be to, like, just find a support system that, like, is going to be there for you, you know. Like, choose your partners wisely, yeah. you know. It is very possible to do both. It's just a matter of, like, finding the right time to do it, you know, to, like, have the kid or whatever. And then it's also a matter of just finding the right, like, arrangement, you know. Like, thankfully, we had a really good arrangement. You know, I was able to go to work, and he was able to mm-hmm. stop going to work and just focus on our kid and school and still find some money to bring in. So that's the main advice, is just find out what works for you and make sure you have a really, really good support system. And also the main thing, too, was, like, family did help out a lot at first, you know. Thankfully, we lived really close to, like, family. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons why I'm still living out so far from, like, Burbank, is because, well, all our family is, like, out there. So if we ever do need help, they're there, you know. They're, like, 5-10 minutes away. So having that is also really helpful.
Yeah, totally. The support, I feel like, is a huge one.
Yeah.
Because especially, like, when you do the whole, like, new motherhood thing, like, it's yeah. so easy to feel so alone and isolated.
Yeah, just, like, I can't, I, yeah. like, I have so much respect for, like, moms who do it alone, like, single moms, you know. I'm just kind of like, how do you do it? Like, I, like, the first month or two, you need, like, people there. Like, it's really true what they say, like, it takes, like, a village to raise, like, a kid, right? Like, one kid. Yeah. And it was very much that, like, the first month, you know, we had people over, like, all the time and helping us, you know, like, my mom and, like, my sister would come over and they'd be like, go sleep, you know, like, it was like, go sleep or go eat, you know, go out. And it's just so important to have that support system, especially like the first few months, because everything is so new, you mm-hmm. know, especially if you're a first time mom, it's like, what am I doing? Like, you know, another thing that helped was like having my mom there, because obviously, I'm one of three kids, from like my mom. And so she had a lot of experience, you know, with babies because of that. So having my mom there, and you know, she would give me advice, or I'd ask her, like, was this normal? Like, are babies supposed to cry this much? You know, am I, I'm losing hair. Like, what's going on? You know, like, apparently that's the thing, is, like, postpartum, like, hair loss.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. And then I freaked out. I asked my mom. She's like, oh, yeah, it's normal. Don't worry about it. You know, it'll pass. So having that also was just really helpful. Having a mom, you know, who obviously went through the same thing that you went through if you're having a kid. So
yeah,
that was very helpful too.
Is there anything else like that you had no idea that you like just
okay about? So this might be TMI, but I
we can cut it out if it's too happy.
Yeah, I didn't know, apparently. Well, I mean, I had an idea that like some stuff would, you know, basically like you still bleed after you have your kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but I thought it was like maybe like a week or something. No, it's like 3 weeks, yes, of like bleeding, you know. And I kind of had an idea that like some women, like, they tear, you know, down there, like when they're having their kid. But I just was like, oh shoot, like it happened, you know.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah, like just there was a lot of things with babies that I just didn't know, because I grew up not really being around babies, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I had, like, one baby cousin at one point, and that was it. Like, you know, so I didn't know much about babies. I didn't know that, like, they need to be woken up every, like, newborns,
yeah.
I guess. Newborns need to be woken up, like, every 2 to 3 hours because they need to eat, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that babies lost weight, like, the first week that they're born. It was scary because, like, my son lost weight, you know. Mm-hmm. He lost, like, a few ounces, and the doctor was like, he needs to gain it back, you know, like, mm-hmm. ASAP. So, there was, like, so many things I didn't know.
Yeah.
And, but you live and you learn, you know. It's kind of, like, trial and error. Like, not everything you do is going to be right, but, you know, so long as you know that you're learning, you know, and you're doing things to change, you know, doing things for, like, your son and trying to, you know, better his life or whatever, all of that, as long as you know that, like, that is very helpful, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's next for you and your family? Like,
I think for now we're gonna, like, enjoy our time with Apollo, that's my son.
Mm-hmm.
We want to just really enjoy, like, his youth right now. It's very hard. Like, I mean, it's not very hard, but I don't know how we would do if we would have, like, another kid right now. So
yeah,
we just really want to enjoy this time with him. And we definitely do want, like, my husband says he wants, like, 4 kids, but I'm like, no, I don't want to be outnumbered. Like, you know, I want 2 and that's it. Maybe 3, but that would be, like, pushing it, you know. So I definitely do want, like, at least 1 more kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to wait a little bit, because I just really want to, you know, focus on work right now, like, on being good at my job, basically. Mm-hmm. And then maybe if, like, you know, this, because right now I'm on the Casa Grandes, and it's looking like it's going to be kind of, like, pretty stable. Because mm-hmm. the Loud House has been going for, like,
for
4 years,
yeah,
now, yeah. And the Casa Grandes is a spinoff of that, so, you know, there's that hope that, like, the Casa Grandes will be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then maybe in, like, the next 2 years, like, we're going to let, like, another 2 years go. And then maybe around when my son is, like, maybe 2 or 3 years old, we might start, like, thinking about having another kid.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we just really want to enjoy Apollo. Like, his first birthday's coming up, so we're, like, planning all of that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like, that's what's next for our family. It's just, mm-hmm. like, focusing on him, and then later on, another year or two from now, we might, like, introduce another little one, you
yeah.
know? But, yeah.
What about for you, career-wise?
Career-wise, I really would love to, like, I love doing prop design. Like, I initially really wanted to do character design, but doing prop design is fun because it's kind of like you can treat the prop like a character almost, too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you can have fun with it. You can give it a lot of personality. But I would love to, like, transfer onto like character design. And so who knows, like I've been trying, I might like start doing like some freelance character design work for the show. And I think this is like later on down the line, like I would love to like maybe do color also. And then I know this sounds crazy because like a lot of people are like, damn, that's a lot of work, but I would love to be an art director. I would love to art direct. But I know that that's going to take some time, and I would like to get experience in all of the design fields. So I would like to do backgrounds and color, and I like to do character design. So it's going to be quite like my plan is like quite a journey, and I feel like it's going to be a ways away. Like it's going to be another 5 to 10 years before that even happens, you know, so long as everything goes well. But
yeah, you never know.
You never know, yeah. And so I think as long as I just keep, like, trying to do other little things here and there, like, I really want to stay on the Casa Grandes if it, you know, goes on for a while. But, you know, I wouldn't say no to, like, a character design job, you know, if it's the right opportunity. And then from there I would like to build on and then eventually become, like, an art director, you know, but I know that's going to take time. So yeah.
Were you wanting to be an art director from the get-go, or just kind of like now that you've been working?
So first of all, like I really wanted to do character design. Like that was the main thing that I really wanted to do was when I was in school, I was like, yeah, I know I want to do this. But I also really liked VizDev. And you know, it didn't click for me that there's art directors, like, until, like, I had an art director teacher. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You kind of need that because you want your whole show to look cohesive, right, to feel like it all belongs in the same world. And my art director was Jerry Richardson. I'm sorry, not my art director. My teacher who was an art director was Jerry Richardson. I don't know if you've heard of him before.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what happened to him, but it's, yeah. He was, like, such a positive, like, person to be around. He was always, like, he'd find, like, you know, if some kids were struggling with their work, he would find the positives of it, or, like, he would find their strong points and, like, build them up, you know, and he was just really beloved by everyone at our school, and, he kept telling me, like, he had a lot of faith in me. He really liked my work when I was in school. And he was like, yeah, he's like, I know you're going to be an art director one day. And I was like, yeah, you know, the more you say it, the more, like, appealing it sounds. Like, I want to control everyone. You know? No, I'm totally joking. But, no, I would love to be at that position because I also really like, the thought of teaching. You know, and part of art directing is not so much teaching, but just kind of guiding, you know, your artists, you know, and my art director that I work with right now, he's like, he's a great art director because he does like teaches, like I've heard horror stories of other art directors that are like yelling at their artists, you know, or just being really rude or blunt or whatever. And that has never been the case with the art directors that I've known. Like Jerry Richardson was my teacher. He wasn't my art director, but he was very, like, he's very sweet and very, you know, nurturing. And the art director that I'm currently, my current art director is, like, really nice. And he's, you know, if there is an issue with my work, you know, it's less of scolding and more of, like, oh, you know, maybe you can do this differently next time, or he's just always trying to build us up. Like, even now he's trying to, like, I'm doing prop design and he knows that I want to do character design. So he's giving me, like, little small assignments to do for character design work. And he really just wants to see us grow. And I really like that aspect of art directing, too. I think that's what kind of attracts me to it, is that there is kind of, like, not a teaching aspect to it, but kind of, like, a nurturing, guiding aspect to it. Yeah, I think that's the main thing, honestly, that attracts me to that. To wanting to be an art director is that I would love to, like, teach or, like, guide my team, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, like, your long-term plans have changed timeline-wise at all because you
started a family? Yeah, I think so. Like, if I wouldn't have had Apollo, I probably would have, like, you know, on my free days, like, on my weekends, been working on my portfolio. My portfolio would be a lot stronger right now, because my portfolio, quite frankly, is kind of outdated, like, But so timeline wise, it has changed. I feel like it's going to be a little bit longer. But the good thing now is that I am in the industry, you know, yeah. like, and so it's kind of a weird place where I feel like I'm not in a rush, but I'm also am at the same time. Like, I would like to keep building on my other, like, skills. But the cool thing is that I do have this job now and that I am in the industry. So I do want to keep building on as quickly as possible. But I also do want to enjoy the time that I have with my son and my family. So before, like, I had my kid, I was thinking, like, once I break in the industry, it's going to take me, like, around maybe 7 years to get to, like, you know, be an art director. And now I'm like, I don't know how long it's gonna take, you know, if I'm being completely honest with you. I know that I want it, so I'm going to do it. It's just more of, like, you know, now it's just gonna take some time.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it will take, you know. It'll probably take longer than 10 years, because from here until, like, my son is 5 years old, I just kind of really want to enjoy his time. I think it'll get easier once he, like, starts school, because then it's like my husband won't have to take care of him anymore, and for the most part, I won't have to take care of him anymore. Like, it's just like, yeah, but,
yeah.
So I think it might take a little longer now, but it's fine, you know.
It could also be very quick, you never
know. It could also be very quick, yeah, you never know. It's like, it's always kind of like, you know, there is so much unpredictability with the animation industry. You just never know, you know, what's in store for you, or what's in store for your crew, or whatever. I'm not really in a rush. I just want to learn as much as I can on the show that I'm on right now. What I'm currently doing is prop design, so I want to learn as much as I can. Maybe another year of prop design, and then I would like to, like, start looking into doing character design. So
sounds good, and sounds like you're pretty, like, level-headed about it.
Yeah, so, I'm just really thankful to be in the industry, and of course I would love to be doing character design, or maybe eventually be, like, art directing, but I'm taking it, like, one step at a time, and I have to, because, you know, I have this whole other aspect of my life, which is, you know, my son and my husband, so, yeah. Just the main thing that I, like, reiterated, like, earlier, was just, like, it is really possible to do both. Like, obviously, you have a kid, too, right?
Yes.
A daughter, right? Or
yes, a daughter.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel like it is really possible to do both. It's just, like, a matter of finding what works best for your family and for your family. Like, I think so many people, like, nowadays think it's either I have a kid and I don't work, or I work and I have a kid, but it's just, like, it's not true. It's not just black and white. There's, like, gray also, you know. Timing is, like, everything also, too, because everything just kind of aligned for me. Like, you know, before I had my son, it's like I got the offer from Nickelodeon. I had that month and a half off, and then I started work. You know, it's just, like, all a matter of, like, thinking, or, like, knowing that everything kind of happens for a reason, you know, keeping that in the back of your head. And just, if you are pregnant, you know, and you are trying to break into the industry, just know that it's very much possible to still do it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you just kind of have to keep positivity up, you know, and then find out what works best for you and your family, you know.
Where can our listeners find out more about you and your artwork?
Yeah, so I have a website, and it's xochitlthenisart.com. And I gotta say, it's a little outdated at this point. I have these 2 weeks coming up where it's a bit of a break, so I'm gonna try my best to, like, work on that as well during the break. And if you want more recent updates, of course, it's been a while since I, like, posted anything, because I have been, like, kind of busy, you know, with life and work. Yeah. I also have an Instagram, and Chalks in a Box is my Instagram handle. And I have a Twitter under the same name, but I don't really use it that much. But I feel like I should, because, like, everyone, like, is, like, on Twitter.
Yeah.
I just find it so confusing sometimes. So if anyone wants to teach me, please, like, let me know, because I find it so confusing.
It can be good and it can be bad.
I think so. I feel like I've heard a lot of people say that they get, like, really cool opportunities from Twitter. They get to know, like, you know, a lot of people through there. And I just, it's more a matter of just, like, I need to sit down and, like, learn how to use it. Like, I just haven't really done that, you know.
That's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, like, where you can find me. So.
All right.
More about me. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Xochi for coming on the show to speak with us. Ink and Paint Girls is produced in partnership with Women in Animation, an organization dedicated to advancing women in the field of animation and reaching 50-50 by the year 2025. Learn more at womeninanimation.org. This episode was produced by Katya Bowser and Cassie Soliday in beautiful Burbank, California. Music by Grace Tsai and TV's Kyle. All opinions expressed here are our own and do not represent those of our respective employers. Until next time, this has been the Ink and Paint Girls podcast. Stay colorful.